Yes, weekly dose of health indeed. This week is in fact Men's Health Week, and the theme this year is simple, straightforward. The theme this year is see your GP. Some of you put off going to the GP. It is particularly common though for men who might try to manage it alone or potentially put it off and wait till things get worse. It can of course mean missing early intervention and prevention. Gordon Cooper is the president at Belconnen's Men's Shed and joins us in the 666 ABC Radio Canberra studio. Gordon, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Alice.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, I appreciate the offer to come, and I'm passionate about being here.
I know that you are. So what is Men's Shed doing for Men's Health Week? Are you putting on some events?
Yeah, we hosted an event this morning for many of our members. The Australian Men's Shed Association gave us a grant to put on a morning tea. I had a couple of guest speakers come in and talk to the men about men's health issues and foundation issues. And I spoke to them about what we're doing in the way of mental health and looking after them and what we're trying to do to get support for our mental health program.
And before we get into the details of that, for mental health, how did this year's theme resonate with your members? See your GP.
It's an issue that's always there for us because we're an older shed and we've got a very great community and we really care for each other. So we often challenge people to go and see their doctor or to get help, or we get guest speakers in, we get chemists who come in and help us and teach us about how to manage our medications. We just embrace each other and encourage each other to live, to keep themselves on, keep on top of their health issues.
Why is it, do you think, that men are putting off seeing a GP?
They struggle at times to, they don't realise how vulnerable they are. And they struggle to get to get on top of what's facing them. They believe that if I would just wait a bit longer, it'll get better, but it doesn't. Mm. Often they need to be encouraged a bit more to go.
And how do you go about that encouragement and that empowerment to take action and go and see a GP?
Sometimes it's pretty blunt.
Go and see your GP.
Yes, we do. It's quite blunt. Other times it'll just be a quiet chat. Have you thought about, have you spoken to anyone about that? So we do it in many ways, depending on the man, the person we're talking to.
Mm. Has it required a shift in, I guess, the conversation around health and maybe even opening it up?
We're a shed that addresses mental health cards face up on the table.
Mm.
And we've embraced that. And part of that is the overall health of all the men. I'm really not comfortable with the term mental health because it includes the loneliness, the widows. It includes many, many other aspects that also, yeah, that are not really the mental health issues. So we just embrace each other.
This is 666 ABC Radio Canberra. The president of the Belconnen Men's Shed, Gordon Cooper, joins us in studio to talk about events on during Men's Health Week. The theme this year is See Your GP. On the text line, doctors cost too much for most people to see a doctor. I'm wondering if you're seeing or hearing that among your members, Gordon.
No, I'm not. Mm. I think most of our members have got the ability to look after themselves. We have quite a few carer-client relationships that come in, so they're looked after. So I think the majority of the men that come to the sheds are independent in some way and are capable of looking after themselves. I've not heard anyone struggling to get to see their GP for what you would call your normal health issues. Mm. Our struggle is really for getting mental health support, which is the bigger issue that we face in the shed.
Yes, yeah, so when it comes to the men's shed, Belconnen's men's shed, and helping with that checkup from the neck up, what do you do?
We've been open about 11 years, and over that period of time, I've always been involved. I've noticed, particularly about 4 or 5 years ago, we started to have men with acquired brain injuries, men with mental health issues, men with Asperger's and other health issues. And I just had a burden on my heart that we needed to do something about it. I spoke to some of the pastors in my church, and one of the pastor's wife, a clinical psychologist, helped me set up a group called Focus Blokes. She has helped us establish the ways of working for that group. We meet about every 6 weeks. We put a meal on for the men, and we've just created a safe, quiet place for men to come and listen to others, share their stories. Some men take 12, some men took 12 or 18 months before they had enough courage or opened up to share their issues and their concerns. I normally try and get a guest speaker in just to establish an atmosphere for that meeting. And it's amazing some of the things that have come out. We had a paramedic come and spoke about being held up at gunpoint while he was on a job. And one of the men opened up about an issue where he was held up at gunpoint. So we don't know what happens, but we just get a group where men can share their stories and walk away knowing that they've been listened to, cared for, and understood.
That space is so important, particularly for people who might not know how to both express what's going on in their lives or to help somebody else do that. And I wonder, in the space that you create there, Gordon, is it an explicit thing that you say, this is a safe space, this is how to help a mate, or do people go in, I guess, intuitively feeling that?
No, we've got the ways of working that we established for the group, which is really the guidelines for how we operate.
Yeah.
And we always check in, we always check out. One person talking, don't give advice just unless it's asked for. Just listen. Don't tell another story straight after the story you heard to diminish it. You know, it's really about just listening to that person, getting the empathy with that person, and allowing them to bring to the surface the things that are inside their hearts and minds.
It's obviously such an important and effective way of doing things, Gordon. How much support is your men's shed getting in terms of being able to put these nights on, being able to continue doing the work that you're doing?
We don't get any support as such from the government or any other organisations. Australian Men's Sheds are Australia's largest men's mental health network. And it's acknowledged that men's sheds save lives, but we don't get any funding for mental health. But things are changing. We've had the ACT Health Minister, Rachel Stephen-Smith, come to the shed, hear our story, hear our pleas. We've had Andrew Lee, Cody Gallagher, David Pocock, Andrew Barr, all come and sit in our shed, see what we do, understand what we do, understand how we save lives.
Yeah.
Understand why we're asking for money. Not asking for money, we're asking for the ACT government to appoint a male from the health department to come and visit all the sheds in the ACT, understand what we're doing, and then be the point of contact when we have a need, because we do attract men with mental health and we embrace them. But at times there is crisis and we need a place where we can call them, but also someone who can come around. And I've currently put in for a grant to get mental health first aid training. I believe the government could employ someone to go around to the sheds to teach mental health first aid, because we know the horrendous cost of a suicide. We know the cost of keeping someone in hospital overnight, let alone for weeks.
And they're really...
One wage will save significant money, but we don't have the evidence. We currently have a doctor from the ANU, a medical student from an ANU, and a clinical psychologist coming to the shed to gather the data for us to support our request to get help in the men's sheds to look after mental health.
They're such practical things, I guess, that you're asking for there. Like, in terms of the point of contact that you ask for, someone to understand what we do, a man to come around and check on all of the sheds so that we have a person that, you know, a voice on the other end of the phone to go to when we need something. Has there been any movement? Do you think that, have you been given any indication you'll get
that? I believe there has been movement in it. I don't want to preempt anything that may happen, but people have listened and they've understood, but it's how they fund something like this. For me, it's just I'm looking to try and find $80,000 to employ a man that we've already identified for 12 months to go and visit men's sheds to gather the data and come back and say, okay, this is the evidence you need.
These are preventative models.
This is the model.
Yeah.
People acknowledge that we save lives. People acknowledge that we help men. We just do amazing things for them, but we're not getting the funding. The government funds, and I thank them for it, they fund the building of men's sheds, the establishment of equipment in men's sheds, but I'm trying to get some of the funds diverted into supporting men in the mental health field within their sheds. We had a meeting with the ACT Assembly. A lot of men's sheds from Canberra met with their local members, and other sheds are screaming out like I am just for someone to come and help us.
Yeah.
We'll keep going without it, but we need the backup.
Mental health first aid in particular as well. And it's not as if you're going, we've got a problem, you're going, we can sense the need and we have a solution.
Yes.
Help us enact that solution.
Yes.
David in Curtin on the text line, Gordon 0467922666, says, hi, I agree not everything is a mental health issue. A lot of it is social circumstances, for example, the lack of quality employment for men above 40, says David. And another person's written in saying, I'm too anxious to see a doctor, which is ironic. However, I also have chronic illness and make an appointment, and then I find I'm too physically ill to attend. And this one's been signed off by Anonymous Gordon. My ex-hubby needs the men's shed and our son needs it, but neither will go, at least until my ex retires and they go together. It upsets me to know they're struggling. And this listener's asking, would a woman be welcomed there?
I'll answer the last question first. We have ladies in the shed on Saturday afternoon from 12 o'clock to 3 o'clock. We're a shed that's open from Tuesday to Saturday and cover many different practical fields. My heart aches when I hear those comments about wives wanting their husbands to come to the shed or children to come to the shed. Bring them along and we will embrace them. Bring them along. Just give me a call. My name's on the website. Bring them along and we will welcome them. We're very comfortable doing that. We've got a long history of doing that.
Gordon Cooper is your man. You can look him up on the website. Gordon, thank you so much for coming in to discuss this. And I wish you all the best, in your pursuits to get those things that you want and that you need, mental health first aid, a point of contact, and more support to do the important work that you do for men's mental health at the shed. It's all well and good to fund a building, but you've got to fund what's going on inside those walls as well.
Yeah. Thanks, Alice. Much appreciated.
My pleasure. The Belconnen Men's Shed President, Gordon Cooper there, joining you for Men's Health Week here on 666.